Despite last-ditch efforts to save it, Israel's National Unity Government fell apart today. The Labor Party has abandoned its partnership with Prime Minister Ariel Sharon's Likud Party. Defense Minister Benjamin Ben-Eliezer, the leading Labor minister, handed in his resignation. That leaves Sharon trying to govern with a narrow conservative majority. The collapse comes after 2 days of talks failed to resolve a budget dispute over payments to Jewish settlements in the West Bank and Gaza Strip. NPR's Peter Kenyon reports.
Ariel Sharon's 20-month tenure has been marked by plunging economic indicators and Israel's worst security situation in decades. Through it all, he's maintained remarkable popularity ratings, in large part by casting himself as the leader of a national unity government. Now that unity is crumbling around him. The occasion was a budget crisis involving nearly $150 million in payments to settlements. The Labor Party wanted some of that money to be spent inside Israel, on the poor, on children, on senior citizens. Intense negotiations failed to resolve the conflict, and Defense Minister Ben-Eliezer tendered his resignation. He told the Israeli parliament that he knows many of his ministers wanted to pull out long ago. The main question, said Ben-Eliezer, is why did we wait until today? Because we preferred the unity government at this time of grave security questions. We did it for the nation, he said, but every day in Israel we saw more and more problems. In recent weeks, Ben-Eliezer has ordered Israeli troops to dismantle illegal Israeli settlement outposts in the West Bank. Critics accused him of political motives, saying he was desperate to catch up to two other contenders for the leadership of the Labor Party in next month's primary. Ben-Eliezer denied politics was behind his resignation, but he did signal a break from his role as enforcer of the military policies of the Sharon government. I told the labor ministers, he said, that we have tried every military possibility, and we've reached the time when the party should leave the government and declare its own message. For his part, Sharon said, compared with the shooting deaths last night of a woman and two girls in a West Bank settlement, the current budget squabble was absolute nonsense that left him deeply embarrassed. I asked the Labor Party and Benjamin Ben-Eliezer, this is why you're breaking up the National Unity Government at this crucial hour for the economy, with the whole world watching? There's a limit to this disgrace, he said. Sharon may now try to govern with a very narrow right-wing majority, but there's an obstacle ahead, a motion of no confidence in the government that could be voted on as early as Monday. Lawmakers say some of the parties who helped Sharon win his budget fight today may join the no-confidence vote in order to trigger early elections. Opposition leader Yossi Sarid, who will be handing over that post to Ben-Eliezer, spoke for many on the left when he said that he too was embarrassed for both Sharon and Ben-Eliezer. I think you made the right decision, Mr. Defense Minister. A bit too late and a bit too reluctantly, but you did decide to leave. You do need to set a new national agenda. How, I'm not exactly sure. Lawmakers and analysts say Ben-Eliezer had to pull out if he wants to make a serious run for the prime minister's job next year. And the budget issue involving settlements was the perfect fight to pick. But polls show the Israeli public still highly dissatisfied with the Labor Party, leaving the left facing a steep uphill battle whenever the elections do occur. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Jerusalem.